Do you ever hear of anything made out of the liver?
No. Mm-hmm.
And anything made out of the blood besides the boudin?
No.
With blood sausage or blood pudding? Or?
I think that would probably be the same thing as the boudin.
Uh-huh. What?
Blood pudding?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's about the same.
And if you had kept butter too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say that it was...
spoiled.
And thick milk, you call that...
Clab.
What can you make with that?
I've never had any, I wouldn't know.
What's that?
With the clabber.
Milk?
Uh-huh.
You can make a... what do you call that now? You know, it's cottage cheese and all that stuff. That's what they do with the clabber meal. It's cottage cheese, they call it. And you can eat that and put sugar on.
Yeah, I know cottage cheese.
Well, that's what that's made out of.
You never? Go ahead.
And sometimes, you know, they make butter out of that, I believe.
Mm-hmm. You never made this, saw anyone make the cheese? So
never.
What about the first thing that you have to do after milking to get the impurities out?
I guess you'd
bring
it to a boil.
Or like you pour it through a cheesecloth or something, you say you...
Mm-hmm. Strained it.
And say if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell somebody just that.
Smell.
Okay. And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is...
pure.
Or this is
genuine.
And when sugar was sold, not out of a package, but when it'd be weighed to you out of the barrel, they'd say that sugar was sold...
loose.
Okay. What about nowadays if you bought it, say, 100 pounds at a time? You say you're buying it in... like you're buying it wholesale. You say you're buying it in... do you ever hear the expression in bulk or in bulk?
Seems like I've heard of bulk.
Uh-huh.
Which would be a large portion.
Mm-hmm. What about something that you could put on toast or biscuits in the morning?
Butter?
Or
margarine?
Something made out of, say, apples. It'd be apples.
Jelly.
Jelly?
Okay. And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you...
give me one?
Okay. Give me what?
An apple.
And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
over there.
Okay. Any other expression? Do you ever hear yander or yonder?
Yeah.
Over yonder.
Uh-huh.
I do that a lot of times.
And you tell somebody, don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
Or the other way.
And say, if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're...
poor.
And say, if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach...
orchard.
And you might ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And he'd point to someone else and say, he's the man...
that owns it.
Okay. And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child...
that was rich?
Or talking about his father being rich. Next door was a child. What father was rich?
His father was rich.
Okay, say the whole thing. Next door was a child.
Next door was a child, and his father was rich.
Okay, well, would you say, next door was a child whose father was rich, or that his father was rich, or...
whose father was rich.
Okay. And the inside part of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, in a cherry, you know, you call that the...
the seed, or
okay,
the core?
What about in a peach?
Seed.
Okay. Do you know what you call that part inside the seed?